We had scarcely gone to bed when we heard a boom. We dashed out only to find that she had disappeared. We were too excited to wait till morning to develop the blades, so we rushed to do this task at once. The pictures were wonderfully clear. What a thrill we camera hunters got from every good picture, a greater thrill than any mere game hunter can know. Although we doubted that she would return, we set up the apparatus again the following night. Again we heard the flashlight boom, and again we rushed to develop the film. The third night, we heard the crashing of branches on the edge of the forest. There was the old lady contentedly feeding. When she had finished her meal, she strolled slowly down the line of houses where my gun bearers and camera boys slept, quietly ripping off the thatched roofs as she went. In a moment, the natives came tumbling out of their huts, greatly frightened. The old Tembo disappeared. One astonishing thing about elephants is the way they can vanish so noiselessly into the forest, in spite of their great size. I have seen them melt out of sight with little or no movement that could be noticed. I say again that I like elephants. The majority of them are kind. They know their place in life and are content to keep it.